Now, war correspondents and foreign journalists often have to witness extremely distressing scenes. A barrel bomb here, a chemical attack there, and as we've covered on this programme before, sadly, can become victims themselves. And it's well recognised by many news organisations, these days at least, that the people they send into very hazardous and traumatic situations might sometimes need help themselves. But it would appear that covering the refugee migrant crisis across southern Europe and the Mediterranean, with its desperately overloaded boats and tragic drownings, whilst not exactly a war zone, is causing real problems for some of the people sent to report there. In a moment, we'll hear from veteran foreign correspondent Lindsay Hilson. But first I'm joined by Hannah Storm, who is director of the News Safety Institute, on a line from Southampton. Hannah, thanks very much for joining us. First of all, made you aware that there might be an issue here?
For the past few months, we've been talking to journalists and really hearing different stories from them, different stories from the ones we're hearing from news organisations themselves. And they were kind of issues in terms of, I really don't think I can cope very well with what's going on here. I'm seeing some very distressing images. I can't get rid of those images from my head. We ended up speaking with some of our members, news organisations, and one in particular said to us, could you try and help us understand a way to help support our journalists more? Because those who are coming back from war zones, we understand the risks they're facing. But those who are coming back from the beaches of Lesbos, Idomeni, and places like that, they're facing risks and having emotional experiences that we're not quite prepared for.
So how does this story, do you think, differ from others which deal in deeply traumatic events? I mean, specifically, how is this one different?
I think when you talk about war zones, you're often sending a certain kind of person, a veteran war correspondent, a Lindsay Hilson, if you like. These kind of people have experiences, they have training, they're prepared. As Caroline Hawley told me, they put up the psychological barriers when they're going to war zones. When you go to a war zone as well, you're in a situation where perhaps some of the similarities you're experiencing in terms of risk are somewhat similar to some of the people on the ground. So there might be a shell, there might be a shooting, those kind of experiences.
You mean the journalists themselves?
Themselves are at risk, not necessarily to the same extent, but there are risks that they're facing, yes. When you're reporting from Lesbos or somewhere like that, there are no risks, apart from emotionally, to you as a journalist. Of course, there are risks to the refugees and to the migrants, yes, but it's a strange kind of disconnect for a journalist where they're seeing basically children drowning on beaches where they might take their own children on holiday, for instance. And then they're reporting on this awful situation, the kind of hideous and fallout of war, and then perhaps going back to their own luxury hotels or going back to their families. Not always, obviously, but it's very difficult. Okay. And it has been quite difficult for them to deal with.
Lindsay, you've covered war zones all over the shop and you've also covered the refugee crisis. Mm-hmm. Is that something you recognise?
Well, I think it's interesting. I mean, I was lucky enough not to see the worst. I didn't see drowned children, though, of course, my colleagues did. But I think that covering that story, it certainly had a very high emotional content. You know, on the beach in Lesbos, I remember seeing the boats coming and the people getting off. And if you've been in places I have, like Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, you understand that these people have fled in desperation and they're travelling in hope. And I did find, for example, in Syria a couple of years ago, I came across a couple of little girls, Kauthar and Thawra. I don't forget them. They were living in terrible circumstances. They were out of school. They were 7 and 9, and they showed me how they could count to 10 in English. And they stayed with me. And I found when I was on the refugee trail, I was looking for them everywhere. I kept trying to find them. Of course, I never found them. I never will find them. But I know from talking to other journalists that we did find it a very emotional story to cover.
Is there something in the idea that when you're in a war zone, you're at risk? And in this case, in covering these things, you're either on a Coast Guard cutter or you're, as Hannah said, you're on a beach that you might have visited on holiday, that there's no risk to you at all.
Yeah, that's true. And there is that disconnect. But I think I feel that disconnect even in the war zone, because you can always leave and you normally are going back to a halfway decent hotel. Not always, but at some point you will. So I think there is always that disconnect. But I think that it was to do with, I mean, some of it I found was the fact that these people were so hopeful, and yet I knew that it wasn't going to be quite how they hoped. That, you know, if they got off the boat, they would sort of hug you and say, you know, now everything's going to be all right. Now I'm here. Now I'm in Europe. And you couldn't say to them, you know what? It's actually, this is the beginning of your journey. It could be, you know, it could be really terrible.
Hannah, what has the response been so far from news organisations that you've spoken to?
It's been really interesting, actually. Some of the news organisations have said, look, we didn't realise quite how difficult it was going to be. It really has taken us unawares. And through the conversations we've been having, they're saying, look, what can we do to try and make things different for our journalists, those of whom want support and those of whom we've determined may well need it. Some of them have said there is no problem. It's not a problem at all. You know, we're not talking about war zones here. But I do think that it's more of a problem, more of an issue than people are prepared to admit, perhaps.
Lindsay,
maybe that's because of the taboo situation.
Apologies. Do you think that's right? I mean, did you say that the mental health side of it was taboo?
Yes, the mental health side of it is a taboo that people are not often prepared to deal with.
So physical risk, they've got their heads around, as it were.
No, I think that we do recognise far more that there is a danger to mental health. I think that, you know, the issue of trauma is always very complicated because it's not just about you know, the terrible things that you might see, but it's also, you know, that may trigger something that's happened in a personal life and so on. So not everybody is going to react in the same way. But Hannah is certainly right that these situations were very emotional to witness. And I think it is important that journalists should be aware of that and should be prepared for that.
So is it more likely that news organisations, if they've sent someone to a war zone, as we've discussed, you know, they know it's dangerous, they expect people perhaps to be traumatised by it, and that's kind of not acceptable. I mean, but if you get my meaning.
No, but it's understood.
It's understood that when you've been to Lesbos for a couple of weeks or cruising the Mediterranean Coast Guard cutter, perhaps they don't immediately think, oh, that's trauma.
Well, they might not, but I mean, the point is that it's just to do with thinking about it. And also, I think the other thing is that, you know, I think it's fair enough to show your emotion, not on camera, but, you know, in real life. I found at one point on the Hungarian border with Austria, you know, small boy with plastic dinosaur. You know, he was the happiest boy in the world. And I, a little refugee had come from Afghanistan. And, you know, maybe I'm going soft in my old age.
Well,
I shed a tear.
Lastly, and in a few seconds, Hannah, if you can, what are you going to do now?
We're working with news organisations to try and determine what we can do, if we can try and find some guidelines to agree with them in terms of helping support journalists. What's quite important to say is not everybody is affected in the same way. Because of the unprecedented scale of the migrant crisis, different journalists have been sent out who will have, as Lindsay said, different experiences. So we're trying to understand all of the different kind of people that feed into this.
Hannah Storm, Lindsay Hinsel-Hilsum, many thanks indeed.